Load-10.6. Rhinopalm Arrase I Transcription Initiation Complex. In previous sections, many of the eukaryotic proteins and DNA sequences that participate in transcription and its control have been introduced. In this section, we focus on assembly of transcription initiation complexes involving RNA polymerase I coli. Recall that this type of eukaryotic RNA polymerase catalyzes synthesis of mRNAs and a few small nuclear RNAs snRNAs. Various mechanisms for controlling formation of poly transcription initiation complexes, and hence the rate of transcription, are considered in the next section. Initiation by poly requires general transcription factors. As discussed earlier, the purified E. coli GO RNA polymerase, which lacks the S70 subunit, cannot initiate transcription. However, when the coli polymerase is associated with S70, the resulting hollow enzyme can initiate transcription in vitro from strong promoters. Thus, the S70 subunit of E. coli RNA polymerase functions as an initiation factor, that is, it is required for transcription to begin but is released from the template after polymerization of the initial 10, or sulribonucleotide triphosphates. In contrast, in vitro transcription by purified eukaryotic RNA polymerase I requires the addition of several initiation factors that are separated from the polymerase during purification. These initiation factors, which position poly at transcription initiation sites, are called general transcription factors because they are thought to be required for transcription of most genes that are transcribed by this type of polymerase. In contrast, the transcription factors discussed in the previous section bind to specific sites in a limited number of genes. A transcription initiation complex comprises an RNA polymerase and various general transcription factors bound to the promoter region. Many general transcription factors required for poly to initiate transcription from most tatabox promoters in vitro have been isolated and characterized. These proteins are designated Thia, Thib, etc., and most are multimeric proteins. Thib is the largest with a mass of 750 kDa. It consists of a single 38 kDa tatabox binding protein TBP and 11 TBP associated factors TAFs, which have not been extensively characterized. General transcription factors with similar activities have been isolated from cultured human cells, rat liver, Drosophila embryos, and yeast. The genes encoding these proteins in yeast have been sequenced as part of the complete yeast genome sequence, and many of the cDNAs encoding human and Drosophila general transcription factors have been cloned and sequenced. In all cases, equivalent general transcription factors from different eukaryotes are highly conserved. Although general transcription factors allow poly to initiate transcription in vitro at the same start sites used in vivo, additional proteins are required for transcription initiation in vivo. Proteins comprising the poly transcription initiation complex assemble in a specific order in vitro. In most biochemical studies on assembly of the poly initiation complex, researchers have used isolated TBP rather than the complete, multi-subunit FID, which is difficult to purify. Binding of TBP and the other general transcription factors on promoters with consensus data box has been analyzed by NASAI footprinting and electrophoretic mobility shift assays. These studies demonstrate that the poly initiation complex is assembled in vitro in the stepwise sequence depicted in Figure 1050. In vitro experiments with isolated general transcription factors, TBP is the first protein to bind to a tatabox promoter. All eukaryotic TBPs analyzed to date have very similar C-terminal domains of 180 residues. The sequence of this region is 80% identical in the yeast and human proteins, and most differences are conservative substitutions. This conserved C-terminal domain functions as well as the full-length protein in vitro transcription. The N-terminal domain of TBP, which varies greatly in sequence and length among different eukaryotes, functions in the transcription of genes encoding snRNAs, which are discussed Chapter 11. Figure 1051 shows a model of the conserved C-terminal domain of DBP complex to Tatavox DNA, based on X-ray crystallographic analysis. TBP is a monomer that folds into a sandal-shaped structure. The two halves of the molecule exhibit an overall dyad symmetry, but are not identical, unlike dimeric transcription factors. Like the HMGI and other DNA-bending proteins that participate in formation of enhancers, TBP interacts with a minor groove in DNA, bending the helix considerably. Once TBP has bound to the Tatavox, Fib can bind. See Figure 1050. Fib is a monomeric protein, slightly smaller than TBP. Its C-terminal domain makes contact with both DNA and the bound TBP. Figure 1052. The N-terminal domain of Fib extends toward the start site, but its three-dimensional structure is not yet known. Following Fib binding, a preformed complex of Fib and a 2B2 tetramer and coli binds, positioning the polymerase over the start site. In the resulting pre-initiation complex, which is stable, the two largest subunits of poli L and L interact with the promoter DNA, a long N240 channel extending upstream and downstream of the start site. Figure 1053. At most promoters, two more general transcription factors must bind before the DNA duplex can be separated to expose the template strand. First to bind is TFE and a 2B2 tetramer, creating a docking site for TFE, another multimeric factor containing 9 subunits. Binding of TFE completes assembly of the transcription initiation complex in vitro. See Figure 1050. In the presence of ATP, the helicase activities of two TFE subunits unwind the DNA duplex at the start site, allowing poli to form an open complex. If the remaining ribonucleoside triphosphates are added, poli begins transcribing the template strand. As the polymerase transcribes away from the promoter region, another subunit of triphosphorylates the poli CTD at multiple sites. See Figure 1050. In the minimal in vitro transcription assay containing only these general transcription factors and purified RNA polymerase I, TBP remains bound to the Tatavox as the polymerase transcribes away from the promoter region, but the other general transcription factors dissociate. As discussed below, transcription initiation in vivo requires additional factors. It is not yet clear which factors remain associated with promoter regions following each round of transcription initiation in the cell. Remarkably, many of the subunits of the complex TFE protein are also required for two other distinct processes in eukaryotic cells: the activation of protein kinases required for entry into the S phase of the cell cycle, chapter 13, and transcription-linked repair of DNA damage by the excision repair pathway, section 12.4. Indeed, the first subunits of TFE to be cloned from humans were identified because mutations in the genes encoding them caused defects in the repair of damaged DNA. In normal individuals, when a transcribing RNA polymerase becomes stalled at a region of damaged template DNA, a subcomplex of TFE is thought to recognize the stalled polymerase and then recruit other proteins that function with TFE in the excision repair process. In the absence of functional TFE, the excision repair of damaged DNA in transcriptionally active genes is impaired. As a result, affected individuals have extreme skin sensitivity to sunlight, a common cause of DNA damage, and exhibit a high incidence of cancer. Depending on the severity of the defect in TFE function, these individuals may suffer from diseases such as xeroderma pigmentosum, trichothiodystrophy, or Cockayne syndrome. A poly holoenzyme multiprotein complex functions in vivo. The model shown in Figure 1050 of eukaryotic transcription initiation in vitro seems far more complex than bacterial transcription initiation. Moreover, genetic and biochemical studies in yeast have revealed additional proteins called SRBS and MEDS, which form a complex of approximately 20 polypeptides. This complex, termed mediator, associates with the CTD region of poli. Gene knockout experiments subsequently demonstrated that most of the SRB/MED proteins in this complex are required for cell viability. Further experiments with temperature-sensitive mutants showed that some SRB proteins are essential for transcription initiation by Poline vivo. For example, shifting yeast cells carrying a temperature-sensitive mutation in an SRB gene from the permissive to the non-permissive temperature resulted in an immediate cessation of initiation by Poli. Researchers also have isolated antumda-multiprotein complex from yeast cells that includes Poli, the mediator complex, Fib, Fif, and Thih. A total of 50 polypeptides are present in this very large protein complex, which is stable in the absence of promoter DNA. The Poli in this complex has anion phosphorylated CT detail. This is the form of the enzyme that initiates transcription, as opposed to the chain elongating form, which has a phosphorylated tail. Similar high molecular weight complexes containing a portion of the total cellular Poli have been observed in extracts from nuclei of cultured human cells. These observations have led to the hypothesis that most of the proteins required for transcription initiation in cells are pre-assembled in antumda hollow enzyme complex that then binds to promoter DNA in a single binding step. Another general transcription factor, Thih, which is not required for initiation in vitro, is required for initiation by Poline vivo. Purified Thih forms a complex with DBP and Tatabox DNA. X-ray crystallography of the complex shows that Thih interacts with DBP and DNA on the opposite side of DBP, from where the other general transcription factors and Poli bind. See Figure 1052. It is likely that an assembly of transcription initiation complexes in higher eukaryotic cells Thih and Fid, with its multiple TAF subunits, bind first to the promoter DNA, and then all the components of the hollow enzyme mentioned above subsequently bind. This amounts to a multiprotein complex of some 60-70 polypeptides, with a mass of 3 mDa, nearly as large as a eukaryotic ribosome. Summary. RNA polymerase requires several general transcription factors to locate the proper start site in a DNA template and initiate transcription. These include Fid, which binds to a Tatabox through its Tatabox binding subunit, TBP. Transcription of protein-coding genes by RNA polymerase can be initiated in vitro by sequential binding of the following in the indicated order: TBP, which binds to Tatabox DNA, Fib, a complex of Poli, and Fif, Fie, and finally Thih. See Figure 1050. The helicase activities of two Thih subunits separate the template strands at the start site in most promoters, a process that requires hydrolysis of ATP. As Poli begins transcribing away from the start site, its CTD is phosphorylated by another Thih subunit. Initiation by Poline vivo requires the multiprotein mediator complex, which associates with the unphosphorylated CTD of Poli, forming a very large hollow enzyme complex that also includes most of the general transcription factors. This pre-assembled hollow enzyme is thought to bind to promoter DNA in a single step in vivo. The Poli transcription initiation complex that assembles on promoters in vivo may comprise as many as 60-70 polypeptides with a total mass similar to that of a ribosome.